North Korea's nuclear tests earlier this year and its near daily threats against its enemies have made relations between the two Koreas worse than ever. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, the decades-long tensions with the North make for a tough balancing act in the South.
In democratic South Korea, you're free to express your opinion on most topics except North Korea. Korean-American Shin Eun-mi learned the lesson the hard way. After a few tourist trips to the North, she shared her observations of North Korean people, landscape, and culture in two books and several speeches in Seoul.
I said, North Korean beer tastes good, and the water of North Korean rivers is clean.
That's how she crossed the line in the eyes of South Korea's government. Police launched a month-long investigation into Shin's allegedly pro-North Korean comments. Prosecutors didn't indict her, but...
I was deported with no re-entry to South Korea for 5 years. The charge was that I violated the National Security Act of South Korea.
It's a controversial law that's been on the books since the founding of South Korea in 1948. Lawmakers intended it to prevent communism from creeping in from the North. In one section, the law prohibits, quote, praising, encouraging, or propagandizing on behalf of North Korea. But it doesn't specify exactly what that means.
If anyone says something good about North Korea, even though the statement is true, he or she can get into a big trouble in South Korea.
She's filed suit to try and get her travel ban lifted, but the law casts a net far beyond Shin Eun-mi. More than 100 South Koreans were arrested under the law in 2013. Others have been snared for seemingly small offenses, like retweeting a message from pro-North Korean accounts. Just weeks ago, censors blocked a British journalist's website that covers North Korean technology for allegedly violating the law. The issues underline a long-running tension in the South.
We need national security law, and also we need freedom. So how to harmonize is very important.
Soo Suk-ho is an attorney and former judge who oversaw national security cases. A self-described conservative, he supports the law as it's written.
North Korea violated armistice agreement so many times, such kind of critical, dangerous situation here in South Korea. Therefore, it is necessary for us to apply national security law in case of overthrowing our democratic constitutional system.
The paradox, say critics, is that to protect its democratic ideals, the South's government behaves more like its undemocratic neighbor.
Why do they fear a debate of ideas when it's quite clear that most of North Korea, if given the chance, would try to find a way to South Korea?
Phil Robertson is Deputy Asia Director for Human Rights Watch.
I would say that more than 60 years since the end of an all-out war, it's ridiculous to claim that praising North Korea or advocating Pyongyang's policies constitutes a real threat to South Korea's national security.
His group has been calling for a repeal of the law or a rewriting of the controversial part. The United Nations has said the same vague section shouldn't exist. The U.S. State Department has said it is, quote, concerned the national security law limits freedom of expression. Shin Eun-mi, who's still not allowed to return to South Korea, says her case probably won't be the last.
As long as the National Security Act exists, this kind of incident will happen again and again.
As tensions with the North ratchet up, tensions within South Korea simmer. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.